Gospel according to Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then the Son of Man will send out the angels and gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the Son of Man is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be aware, beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like someone going on a journey, who, leaving home and putting the slaves in charge of their own work, commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else, coming suddenly, the master might find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. This week, several friends of mine sent me a video of a little boy announcing that he had been cast in his school's Christmas pageant. It's a viral video that was going around. Maybe some of you saw it. And he said to his mom, "I'm so excited. I got a classic part." And so his mom said, "Oh, are you going to be Joseph?" And he said, "No." "Oh, are you going to be one of the wise men?" "No." "Okay, but it's a classic part, is it?" "Yes." Upon further examination, the little one replied that he was cast as doorkeeper number 3. A classic part in the nativity play. And he went on to say that he thought he might have to be dressed as a door, and that because there was no room in the inn, he might get to slam the door in Mary and Joseph's faces. And he was very excited about that part. God bless that little one and his mom, and I very much wish that I could be at that school Christmas pageant, don't you? Yes. It is good practice when we are reading scripture to think about where we find ourselves in the story. And in this morning's reading for the first Sunday of Advent, we hear the words of Jesus who says, "Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come." And it is like someone going on a journey who leaves home and puts the slaves in charge, each of them with their own work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. The doorkeeper. So the coming of Christ is like someone leaving the house and leaving the doorkeeper to be on watch. A classic part of the story. Now, in our particular English vernacular, there's a difference between being a doorkeeper and a gatekeeper, right? There's something different about how we hear those words. Being a gatekeeper has that negative connotation about keeping the rabble-rousers out and the beloved ones in. But that's something different, I think, from understanding being a doorkeeper, because at least the way I hear it, a doorkeeper is at the ready and ready to fling wide the door. The doorkeeper is ready to smile and maybe even help you with the baggage that you've brought with you on your journey. Now, of course, this is a distinction without a difference, but I do want to say that we can find ourselves in this story today as a doorkeeper. Doorkeepers, not only during Advent, but throughout the whole year. And what might this mean to be a doorkeeper? It might mean that we are watching out for those who are on the other side of the door. Who are they? What do they need? Are they cold? Are they hungry? Are they looking for welcome? I think it means being called to hold the door wide open for those who need a safe place to be, who need a room to call their own. These are things that we do at UniLu often. It also might mean taking care of ourselves, knowing when we need a safe place to be, when we need to be ourselves. It also means preparing the way of the Son of Man, who comes in the clouds with great power and glory, a power and glory which disrupts the systems of corruption and injustice and violence and war and occupation, which want to be the rulers of our world and our lives. We are called to keep awake, to be the doorkeepers, a classic part in the story of Christ's coming. Now today I have a short sermon, a reflection, because we are going to do that today. We are going to be the doorkeepers, and we are going to make this place a beautiful space, an even more beautiful space, for those who will come during the season. We're going to hang some greens, signs of life in the midst of a non-growing season. We're going to light candles, signs of hope when daylight hours are scarce. We're going to hang art and laugh and listen to some music, and we're probably going to do it all very imperfectly, and that's okay. Because we are not the Son of Man, the Son of God, who is coming in power and glory. We aren't the Savior. We aren't Mary. We're not Joseph. Classic parts in the scene. We are the doorkeepers. Doorkeeper number 1, 2, 3, 47, whoever we are, we are the ones who get ready. We are the ones who prepare. We are the ones who stand at watch and fling wide the door to say, "We were expecting you. We were expecting you, Jesus." Not only at the door of the church, but on the street and in our workplace and in the taxi and in our neighborhood and anywhere in our lives, because Christ is always coming into our midst. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. We are ready for you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we're not quite ready because you have some work to do. Here are some instructions. Now what's going to happen is you are invited to help us make this place a beautiful place for the season of Advent. And here are a couple of stations that you could go to. We're going to hang some greens on these pillars. So you could kind of stay in the general area and be involved in that. We're going to decorate a tree, set up and decorate a tree in the narthex. That's the opening area, the lobby there. We probably need several people to go out there and do that. There also are some tasks that'll happen here in this part of the church, in the sacristy, in the place where we have candles. And if you, what you want to do today is sit and be quiet, that's okay too. Because you didn't maybe know that you were coming to church and have to do some work, and that's all right. I invite you, our loving God invites you to help us make this a beautiful space for this time.